President Donald Trump's unprecedented tariff overhaul sent shockwaves through global markets on Thursday, as countries scrambled to assess the economic fallout from sweeping U.S. import levies set to take effect in April. The White House has announced a universal 10% tariff on all imports starting 5th of April, while reciprocal tariffs, based on the rate each country imposes on the U.S., will apply from 9 April. The policy represents the most dramatic reshaping of international trade rules since the Second World War. A chart issued by the administration showed countries like Vietnam, 90%, Cambodia, 97%, and Sri Lanka, 88%, facing some of the harshest assessments, with corresponding U.S. tariffs reaching 46%, 49%, and 44% respectively. China pushes back. China, which imposes a 67% trade barrier against the U.S., will face a 34% reciprocal tariff. China's Commerce Ministry called the move damaging to global growth and pledged retaliatory measures. Beijing may target rare earth exports and devalue its currency in response. The closure of the de minimis tariff exemption used by Chinese e-commerce platforms like Shein is expected to further squeeze Chinese exporters. Asia braces for impact. Japan and South Korea, both major auto exporters, expressed deep regret over their respective 24% and 25% tariffs. Tokyo said it was lobbying for exemption, while Seoul's government pledged an all-out response. Taiwan, facing a 32% tariff, warned the levies could contract GDP by nearly 4%. Taipei had previously attempted to avoid steep tariffs by agreeing to major U.S.-based investments by chipmaker TSMC. India, hit with a 26% tariff, called the decision a mixed bag. New Delhi may consider reducing duties on $23 billion in U.S. goods to de-escalate tensions. Pharmaceuticals were notably spared. Thailand, facing 36%, urged exporters to diversify and said it would pursue dialogue with the U.S. to avoid prolonged disruption. Moreover, Pakistan sees a 29% tariff as part of President Donald Trump's sweeping overhaul of global trade rules. Trump, who has consistently pushed for a reset of international trade agreements, argued that high tariffs by other countries have effectively subsidized foreign economies at the expense of U.S. industry. Citing Pakistan's 58% tariff on American goods, Trump said the 29% reciprocal tariff was justified. The U.S. remains one of Pakistan's top trading partners. In 2024, bilateral trade between the two countries reached $7.3 billion. U.S. exports to Pakistan grew by 4.4% to $2.1 billion, while imports from Pakistan rose by 4.9% to $5.1 billion. Reactions in Europe, Oceania. The UK avoided steeper tariffs, receiving only the base 10%. Prime Minister Keir Starmer's cooperative diplomacy with Trump was credited for the reprieve. Nevertheless, economists forecast thousands of job losses.